May 23rd, Proverbs chapter 8.
Does not wisdom call? Does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights beside the way, at the crossroads she takes her stand. Beside the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portals, she cries aloud, "To you, O men, I call, and my cry is to the children of man. O simple ones, learn prudence. O fools, learn sense. Hear, for I will speak noble things, and from my lips will come what is right. For my mouth will utter truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are righteous. There is nothing twisted or crooked in them. They are all straight to him who understands, and right to those who find knowledge. Take my instruction instead of silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than jewels, and all that you may desire cannot compare with her. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and I find knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is hatred of evil. Pride and arrogance and the way of evil, and perverted speech I hate. I have counsel and sound wisdom. I have insight. I have strength. By me kings reign, and rulers decree what is just. By me princes rule, and nobles, all who govern justly. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring wealth and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, even fine gold, and my yield than choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, in the paths of justice, granting an inheritance to those who love me, and filling their treasuries. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of old. Ages ago I was set up, at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs, abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth. Before he had made the earth with its fields, or the first of the dust of the world. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep. When he made firm the skies above. When he established the fountains of the deep. When he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters might not transgress his command. When he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him, like a master workman. And I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and delighting in the children of man. And now, O sons, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and do not neglect it. Blessed is the one who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting beside my doors. For whoever finds me, finds life, and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who fails to find me, injures himself. All who hate me, love death.
Pursuing Wisdom, Lydia Brownback. Our desires, the things we want, govern our lives and our choices. Every moment of every day, we set our course toward the fulfillment of what we deem most desirable. Because that is true, it is vital that our desires be shaped by Scripture. Proverbs puts wisdom at the forefront of desirable acquisitions. Wisdom is better than jewels, and all that you may desire cannot compare with her. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 11. In other words, nothing we acquire will prove as rewarding and satisfying as wisdom. Additionally, there is no guarantee that we will obtain the worldly things we so often want. but wisdom is promised to those who seek it. Before we can set our hearts to go after wisdom, we first need to understand what it is. Proverbs links wisdom to the fear of the Lord. Those who fear the Lord are those who orient their lives around Him in humble reverence. They love what God loves and hate what God hates. Our gracious God longs to give us this precious wisdom, which is made clear throughout Proverbs. We see this clearly in Proverbs chapter 8, where wisdom speaks poetically in the voice of a woman. From her, we see that wisdom is not some elusive concept available only to the super spiritual. It is readily available to all who recognize its value and pursue it, as she calls upon us to do. The pursuit of wisdom is pictured in Proverbs not as an exhausting intellectual exercise, but as wholeheartedness and sincerity. Those who humbly seek the Lord in order to know Him more fully and to follow His ways will find what they are looking for. We spend our resources going after the desires of our hearts, yet once we recognize the supreme value of wisdom, we will want to harness our energies in diligent pursuit of that. The poem of Proverbs chapter 8 reveals that God wove wisdom into all of creation and into how the world operates, which teaches us a great deal about the practical benefits of obtaining wisdom for day-to-day life. As we pursue wisdom and grow in it, we will find that we live increasingly in sync with God's ways. Most of our discontentment springs from living out of sync with how God designed the world to work. The opposite is also true. Wisdom enables us to experience contentment, joy, and usefulness in our everyday lives. Because we are sinful, however, we are so often more foolish than wise. This is why Christ is essential in the acquisition of wisdom. Ultimately, He is our wisdom. Apart from Him, we will not find the wisdom of Proverbs, but in Him, we are sure to experience its rewards.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.